Grimes' new ink is hard to miss. The singer shares a photo to Instagram featuring a look at her new white ink tattoo design that covers nearly her entire back. The design features a web of tangled lines and was done by tattoo artist Tweet with some help from the alien computer brain of Newsy Caro. Grimes captions her post, "Don't have a good pic because it hurts too much and I need to sleep, haha. And it'll be red for a few weeks, but gonna be beautiful alien scars." She ends her post writing, "Hope everyone's having a good day." Grimes' famous friends praise her new ink in the comments section. Singer Princess Nokia writes, "Sick." Makeup artist Paige Piskin comments, "Yes," alongside a bunch of fire emojis.
I mean, I'm a conspiracy theorist to a degree. Like, when I connect dots that maybe shouldn't be connected, I don't know. But certain dots, like when I see that they put every black man in the movies in a dress at some point in their career, I'll be connecting them. They're like, "Why all these brothers gotta wear a dress?" That's happened to me. I'm doing a movie with Martin.
Yeah.
The movie's going good. So I walk in the trailer. I'm like, "Man, this must be the wrong trailer because there's a dress in here." They come in. The writer comes in. I think he's the writer. He's like, "Dave, listen, we got this hilarious scene where Martin's sneaking out of jail. So he disguises you as a prostitute."
What's up, everybody? This is Isaac Weishaupt. You're listening to Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture. What are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about celebrities, your favorite. Your favorite celebrities doing the Illuminate Confirm. Whitney Houston. Kid Cudi. Khloe Kardashian. Grimes. We're going to go across the pond even. We're going to hit a little bit on Prince Philip. Mr. Virus himself. Boris Johnson. His little boo thang. She be doing Aleister Crowley stuff. Oh my goodness. It's all happening. It's all happening today. A little bit of housekeeping. 2 seconds. Give me 2 seconds. Coffee mugs. I bought a giant box of coffee mugs. I vetted the process. Bought them from many different people. Found one that holds up well. I personally ran it through the dishwasher myself, I don't know how many times, 20, 30, a million, and held up on the logo. So I got them in stock, hit the link in the show notes for my Gumroad store, gumroad.com/IsaacW. Pick yourself up a t-shirt while you're there, because I've got limited quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. Not doing that again. So you got to get the super soft t-shirt. The nerds are going to kill us, which becomes truer every day. My goodness. You don't want to miss out on that shirt. Because once it's gone forever. Same with the coffee mugs. You know, a lot of people wanted some merch. And I said, okay, I don't do merch. It's not my thing. But I sunk a ton of monies into the merch. And I got it sitting here in my office waiting. Along with some books. It's all here for you. Now listen, I'm going to upsell you here. Because if you're on the Patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. Or you're on my VIP section, IlluminatiWatcher.com. Hit the VIP section link and you can check it out. You can get 10% off all the stuff that you're going to pick up. So it'll pay itself off in the first month. Speaking of the VIP section, you're not going to have that Hot Girl Summer if you miss out on the deal I have going. Promo code Hot Girl Summer for the VIP section. You'll get 20% off for 3 months. But that expires on May 1st, 2021. Get on it. Link in the show notes. Bonus and bonuses, right? We're doing Eyes Wide Shut mega deep dives. You heard the Eyes Wide Shut movie review I did for episodes 1 and 2. Well, I got more behind that. I got a 3, a 4, and a 5. And then you're going to hear number 6. I'm going to put number 6 on the free feed. But we're dropping another one this week. Deep diving behind the making of the film. I read all these books about the film. And shockingly, they provide a lot of strange details about the making of this film. Do you know Kubrick met his wife at a masquerade ball where he forgot to wear a mask? Huh. Makes you wonder. Well, you're going to find out all about that. You're going to find about how he read this book about the occult when he was studying for the Gnostic orgy scene because it's not in the novella, dream novella. And if you're already on the Patreon or the VIP or the Rockfin. You already know all this because we talk about it on our deep dives. And that could be you too. That should be you. Link in the show notes. Support your boys. Support the research. Do your thing. Get some coffee mugs. Get some shirts. All the things. Okay, let's get into it. Rainn Wilson, Dwight from The Office. This isn't a story, but he is now doing a podcast or so, or a TV show. I don't really know. I just saw this. Dark Air with Terry Carnation. He plays a paranormal podcaster or something like that. Let me know if it's good. Hit me in the social medias. Let me know if it's good. I don't watch or listen to a lot of stuff anymore. I've been reading books. I'm balls deep on books. Books on books on books. I'm researching. I'm writing Aliens, UFOs, and the Occult, Years of Illusion 2. I'm like 40 pages in. That's Microsoft Word pages. So I only, you know, the first book was 100 Microsoft Word pages. Like, I don't know how many words that is. 40,000 words. I'm like already halfway there, and I still got a ton of more movies I got to jam into this thing. Got to get to it. Now, Whitney Houston, she's back from the dead. And I'm not talking about that hologram tour that she was going to do in 2020. Well, not her, but the demonic puppet masters that control her spirit and are still trying to milk this cow the best way they know how. Well, they're doing a concert tour in 2020, but they pushed it back to 2021. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Bobby Brown, who miraculously is still alive. Don't ask me how. Everybody around him's dying left and right from drug overdoses. And I don't say that in a disrespectful way. I say that in the most lovingly caring way possible. But he was on TMZ talking about how he thinks Whitney and Bobby both died in similar ways because Nick Gordon was the one that did it. That was Bobby Christina's boyfriend when she died, right? Remember that? We talked about this very extensively on the blog many years ago. In fact, I believe it's in my book about hip-hop conspiracy, Sacrifice Magic Behind the Mic. But he was he was on Red Table Talk, and he was telling Jada Pinkett Smith he thinks Nick Gordon gave Whitney and Bobby the drugs that ultimately killed him, which is a huge thing, right? It's a real problem in our country. That, I would argue, is worse than the virus, worse than the pandemic. The opioids, the fentanyl, all this stuff is terrible. Absolutely terrible. You can't just do drugs anymore, okay? I don't know who needs to hear this. But you got to understand these drug dealers are lacing the drugs with this fentanyl, and that fentanyl is extremely deadly. And I argue that's what Bobby Brown is alleging here. Let's see, what else did he say? In the whole article's on TMZ, and he says, look, it's very strange. They both died in the bathtub, which I talked about many times, because that is the passage of the goddess. That's the Wiccan cleansing ritual. And he says, Nick's the kind of guy who provided party favors. And then they made sure to put a note on here that cops investigated Gordon in connection with Bobby Christina's death for years, but he was never charged. He was never a known suspect. But he's already dead. He's gone. He died January 1, 2020 of a heroin overdose. If you're keeping notes, Bobby Brown Jr. died just a couple months ago from drug overdose. What is going on in the Bobby Brown family? Now, let's move it on to Khloe Kardashian. She's looking for those aliens. She wants you to look for those aliens, too. Did you notice this? Look at this. Now, look. Look. I told you the alien agenda was going to be heating up over the next 5 years till 2025. And much like how they cannot place advertisements for the, what are we going to call this to avoid the censors? The jabby stabby. We'll call it the jabby stabby. They, which again, like you've heard me on my Instagram lives and on my live streams, people ask me about the stuff and I say, look, I don't go in this territory anymore because this is now a personal choice. You go back to my book that I wrote about this that I got banned by Amazon. You can get that on the Gumroad too. Get it for free. I want you to read it. I don't want you to pay me for it. I want you to take it for free. Because on it, I go through the whole jabby-stabby thing, right? And come away with the conclusion that I get where the anti-jabby-stabbies get their opinion. They say, look, I don't know that this is that safe or that effective. And I say, you know what? Cheers. I see you, anti-jabby-stabbies. I agree with you. But ultimately, I think nothing in life is safe or effective 100%. So, a lot of truthers are out there laying down heavy on the shame. And it's like, you know, everyone's got a personal thing going on. You're trying to protect your family. You got high riskers. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I'm not a medical expert, and this is not medical advice. I just know that people got to come to their own conclusion with this thing. And anyway, why are we talking about this? It's because I read this, that they can't have advertisements for the Jabby Stabby, so instead they're getting the celebrities to endorse it. Now, I argue we lay this idea over into the world of aliens and UFOs. Look at all the increased focus on aliens and UFOs and the occult from the celebrities in the past few years. And Satanism, of course, because I argue, as I point out in User Illusion 1, I think it's all connected. But the idea, look at Keisha and the Creepies. She's got a whole podcast where she talks about this crap all the time. Demi Lovato's out there doing it. I mean, the list goes on and on. If you follow me in the socials, you've heard my ranting and ravings and my posts and my links. Well, add Khloe Kardashian into the mix. I'm going to read to you from people.com. In a sneak peek at Thursday's episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Khloe and Tristan drive to a trail in Malibu, California to go hunting for aliens. Malibu has actually attracted a ton of UFO sightings, Khloe, 36, says in a confessional with Tristan, 29. Then when I was researching, I found out about this trail, and this trail is supposed to have amazing alien energy. I'm so excited again. Hiking? Aliens? What's better? I tell you what won't be better if that alien comes and gets you with the probe. That won't be better. And then it goes on a bit, blah, blah, blah. While Tristan drives them, Khloe shares what she's, quote, been told about alien hunting. You might get crazy dreams after this, she says, to which the NBA player repeats her statement and adds, Very insightful, Tristan. As the pair hikes along the trail together, the Good American co-founder asks Tristan whether he feels, quote, anything weird. Though the former Cleveland Cavaliers player notes that he's doing good, he asks Khloe how she's holding up. Do you feel anything? Do you feel supernatural powers? Tristan asks, as Khloe replies, no, but I'm sort of supernatural myself, so maybe I'm exempt. Two things to unpack here. Well, three. I don't know if I'm saying Tristan's name right. He is apparently a sports ball player for the sports ball team in Cleveland there. But he asked, do you feel supernatural powers? This is the Seedies. I talk about the Seedies all the time. Because this, again, goes into an ancient religious idea. The idea of contacting entities for the superpowers. So you could see he is also under this same belief that, hey, you know, you make contact with the aliens and you could get all these great gifts from it. Which has happened. There's reports of alien contact with strange healing superpowers. My man Ryan Bledsoe's father, Chris Bledsoe. But then get this. She says, Khloe says, no, but I'm sort of supernatural myself. Maybe I'm exempt. She's talking about how she's a witch. If you read my book named after this podcast you're listening to, there's a whole section on the Kardashians. And there is a myth, a legend, a conspiracy theory that the Kardashians are, in fact, descendants of a witch coven. Which ultimately, I came to the conclusion, I don't know. I can't tell. They talk about it. Here she is saying it herself. Kanye West is getting divorced from Kim K, right? Because he found Jesus and maybe she's a witch. And he's like, you know what? Deuces. Speaking of Kanye West, let's talk about Kid Cudi. He was on SNL wearing a dress, causing quite the scene. And some, they say officially he was paying homage to Kurt Cobain, who wore a dress once. But this goes back to the conspiracy theory of Dave Chappelle, who, as you know, sort of like wrapped it up and left millions of dollars on the table with Hollywood to go to South Africa, and then later came back during the Bird Revelation stand-up comedy show on Netflix and said, he more or less said that there's something sick and twisted with Hollywood, and gave a curious allegory with from the book Pimp from Iceberg Slim about faking a death, putting on a ritualistic performance, which I tie into my Eyes Wide Shut stuff, my shows. But Chappelle also said once that when he was trying to relay his experience with Hollywood, and he said there's something wrong with it, he was saying, like, they wanted Dave Chappelle to put on a dress as a joke, and he was like, no, I'm not doing that. And he argued, more or less, that they've done this to people like Martin Lawrence. It's a way of emasculating the black man.
I mean, I'm a conspiracy theorist to a degree. Like, when I connect dots that maybe shouldn't be connected, I don't know. But certain dots, like when I see that they put every black man in the movies in a dress at some point in their career, I'll be connecting them down, like, why all these brothers gotta wear a dress? That's happened to me. I'm doing a movie with Martin.
Yeah.
The movie's going good. So I walk in a trailer. I'm like, man, this must be the wrong trailer because there's a dress in here. They come in. The writer comes in. I think he's the writer. He's like, Dave, listen, we got this hilarious scene where Martin's sneaking out of jail. So he disguises you as a prostitute. And you put this dress on. And, huh? Martin's a prostitute. Nah, I'm not doing that. I don't feel comfortable with that. That should have been in the discussion. What? You don't feel comfortable with it? I mean, it's a hilarious bit. All the greats have done it. So, well, if all the greats have done it, it's kind of hacky, right? You're right. So why don't we just not do it? Because I don't feel comfortable wearing a dress. Oh, come on, Dave. Listen, we got it all set up. We're supposed to shoot. Every minute you waste costs this much money. You know, the pressure comes in. Huh. He said, I'm not wearing no dress, man. I'm funnier than a dress. Just give me something funny to say. I don't need to wear no dress to be funny. What am I, Milton Berle? Blah, 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 blah. You know, we're going like this. And then finally, he's like, and he leaves. And then, like, the director comes, Dave, it really would be great if you wear the dress. What is wrong? What is this, Brokeback Mountain in here? wear the dress. I don't want to wear the dress. I want to wear this dress. You know what I mean? This is, oh, gosh, this guy's so difficult. They leave. Now the producers comes. Come on, David, would be so great. I mean, and then I started thinking about it. All the comics that I've seen, man, you know, strong brothers. Why are they putting us in these dresses? But the minute it was clear, I was adamant. I'm not wearing a dress. I'm not wearing the dress. All right. Fine. Think of something else. That comes back 10 minutes later. The whole new scene. Damn, how did you write the scene so fast?
Recent controversy online. I know you don't spend all your time online. About Kevin Hart wearing a dress in the SNL skit. And Dave Chappelle spoke about that as a comedian. Black actors are always, you know, being asked to wear dresses. Have you ran into that? And what do you think about that whole Illuminati theory that people put out there about that?
Well, thanks for that softball question. It's two answers. First of all, let's be very, very clear. It is possible that there isn't anything funnier than a guy in a dress. And if that's the case, then it might also be said that there's nothing funnier than a black guy in a dress. Okay, well, I watched all of my friends throughout my entire life be able to dunk a basketball, but not me. So everybody can't do everything. So, you know, some of us make choices. I think it's not a biggest choice for others. I'm saying at the end of the day, Kevin doesn't have to worry about what people are going to say about him wearing a dress because of the long line of dress-wearing people before him. So now we have Big Mama's House 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
I've never seen Madea in a pantsuit. I think she wears dresses. So now I'm saying, why are we picking on poor little Kevin Hart? Because it was his turn next.
Okay.
Some of us are against the Illuminati, and we are against the Illuminati at our own detriment. When people are against the Illuminati, then they get punched in the face all the time. The press hates them, and nobody likes them. End quote.
We all love Dave Chappelle.
Exactly. Dave Chappelle has never been a part of the Illuminati. They don't want him or me or people like us.
Yeah.
But now it's not necessary for us to stir up that hornet's nest unless we intend to get stung a million times. I didn't understand that. They had to sting me a million times.
Right.
I'm still not going to join, but I respect it a little more.
And this is a, you know, this goes back further. This goes back to the time of slavery, where the slave masters performed lots of psyops on the black families, which, if you're keeping notes and you read Sacrifice Magic Behind the Mic, we talked about how in the 60s there was a study funded which came to that same conclusion, that ever since the the white devil slave masters did their psyops on the black slaves, they've been suffering ever since. They purposefully broke up the nuclear families. And it still remains to this day an issue, or at least in the 60s when the study was done. And it's like they're weaponizing race. Now, Joyner Lucas, who was a rapper we talked about recently that the mainstream media smeared for out of left field for no reason because he was talking bad about Lil Nas X's satanic twerking video, and mainstream media was like, calling him a washed up has-been, which I was like, okay, that's completely irrelevant to the argument here, but you could tell their bias. But Joyner Lucas said, he sort of defended Kid Cudi and said, even though he's wearing a dress, he could still whoop that ass, okay? Now, one of these ideas about the dress, could it be Kid Cudi's just trying to grab some attention? They do this, right? It works. But like I always try to say, here, that because the conspiracy truthers immediately hop on the idea that, well, you know, they're trying to emasculate the men in general. They're trying to make a bunch of soyed out cucksters. And, it's a real problem. They're trying to break down the nuclear family. They're trying to break down masculinity. Calling it toxic. But I argue, and this goes back to like recently Harry Styles wore that dress. Remember that? Well, the destruction of masculinity is the real crux of the argument here. Now, if you read, I'm reading Sapiens, the book by Yuval Harari, and it's extremely fascinating. And they talk about this exact thing. They talk about how you've got a biological term of a male, which is, I'm going to screw this up. Don't crucify me. I want to say it's 2 Y chromosomes. Oh, let me look it up. Jeez Louise. Let me look it up. I don't want to steer you wrong. I kind of thought it was 2 Y chromosomes and the female was an X and a Y chromosome. This is very difficult to find real quickly. Okay, I got it. I'm glad I looked that up. Males have 1 X and 1 Y chromosome. Females have 2 X chromosomes. There you go. Okay, don't want to steer you wrong here. But that's what the book talks about. It talks about how, yes, there's a biological male, there's a biological female. Absolutely. There's a difference between the two. biologically. However, when you talk about a man or a woman, that is a construct. That's a gender construct. And that's what this whole book, Sapien, at least the first half, is laying out, this idea of the collective imaginative myth. We all subscribe to a construct, and gender is a construct. I know a lot of truthers don't want to believe that. You've got a biological difference. That's an undeniable fact. But the idea of a gender, of a man, what is a man? What is a woman? Those are constructs. So when people get upset about this, what you're getting upset about is the idea of shaking up the social construct. The social construct of a gender is what keeps you manipulated. It's what sells products. It's the toxic masculinity that makes you manipulated. And when people fight for this, I always say, why are we doing this? Right? Like, did you know 100 years ago, boys wore pink and girls wore blue? And then they just decided to switch it up? You know, Edward Bernays, the king of propaganda, would argue, be part of this whole gender construct thing. Like, there's no attributes of what defines a man as male and a woman as female outside of the chromosomes. You know, it's like, I face a lot of this in my personal life because I eat meat. I love meat. I think it's great. And I, at the same time, and I'm an animal lover, and I hate the way that a lot of the factory farms treat the animals. Yeah, I know. They're going to die anyway. I got that. Okay. And I'm not like a vegetarian because, like, damn, I do like the taste of meat. And I do think, like, humans on some level are supposed to be eating meat to get the protein, right? And all the other vitamins and minerals and such, whatever. But, like, I try to be more cognizant about it. I try to appreciate when I have the meat on my plate. You know, say a little prayer over it. Like, I don't know, it's a thing for me, right? Like, I feel bad. I don't want to indiscriminately just eat animals all day long. I try to minimize it to where I can while staying healthy, okay? But, like, that is not what society deems to be a real quote-unquote man. A real man eats red meat every meal of the day. You know? And the list goes on and on. This is a whole show. In fact, I'm going to talk. You know what? I think me and Mrs. Weishaupt will talk about this on Breaking Social Norms. I hope you're subscribed to that podcast because that's going to come up again on the next subject. So anyway, so to put a bow on this, no pun intended, Kid Cudi wearing a dress, I'm okay with it. I don't care. Who cares? What do you care? Okay, next. And you know, to be a man, toxic masculinity is so full of theories of ideas that disprove themselves. A real man doesn't care what other people think about what he wears. But a real man doesn't wear a dress. Like, it doesn't even work, right? The logic fails. And I'm for anything that shakes up the construct, that shakes up the things that manipulate us, that sell us products, that keep us locked into the matrix. Let's go across the pond. Boris Johnson, old Bojo over there. What is he, the prime minister? Is that what they call him? He's like the president over there. Well, he's got a fiance. Her name is Carrie Simons. And, you know, she looks pretty good. She looks way better than he does. I mean, that guy looks like a total doofus. I was kind of surprised. I had to double check this. I said, wait a minute, what? Yeah, his fiance, Carrie, I don't know how to pronounce her last name. It doesn't matter. Well, she posted on her Instagram some photos from an X-rated play that she was in at Warwick University. Shout out to my PA folks from Lancaster County there. I didn't know Warwick, that's the name of one of the towns there, one of the cities or schools or whatever. And I didn't know. Like, a lot of those terms come from the English back there. I don't know why, but anyway, Warwick University. And what's the X-rated play, you may ask? Well, it's a play based upon Aleister Crowley. Which, if you listen to Breaking Social Norms with me and Mrs. Weishaupt, I broke down to her, you know, I'm the truther, she's not. And she says, what's so bad about Crowley? And I told her, and I broke it down. I said, he's a Satanist. He's a domestic abuser. He's a pedophile. He's an animal abuser, he's the worst thing ever. And here we are continuing his legacy, promoting him on these plays. When he was a bad boy, he was naughty. Now, this X-rated play she was in, you could see in the photos that there was a floor. She's on the floor, and there's a table behind her. It says cognac, C-U-N-T, and cocaine. Now, that came from one of Aleister Crowley's poems. I'm going to, because I went into this for you. Because the news didn't go into it. You know, they surface level. They got to keep you lightly educated. They don't want you too educated. But the poem is called Leah Sublime. And it's about one of his scarlet women. Her name is Leah Hersig. And if you read this thing, it's, oh boy, it's triple X rated. It says, it's talking about, you know, straddle the beast, spit on me. Talks about pee pee and poo poo in his mouth. Oh my God. If you ever seen that G.G. Allen documentary, like that's what that guy was doing. That dude was nuts. He says, listen to this. Here's a line. Here's a limerick. Dribble your dung on the tip of my tongue. It's actually kind of funny. I mean, inappropriate and gross, but. He talks about, I don't even want to say it. It's so gross. Eating her gonorrhea, smearing diarrhea in his eyes. You're going to get pink eye for sure if you do that. But more importantly, he calls upon the devil, calls the devil the Lord. He says, and I quote, Satan, you gave a crown to a slave. And it goes on and on and on. And it just seems going forever. Turns out it's exactly 666 words. But it's all about Leah Hersig. This is one of his scarlet women. He had many women in his lives, and he beat the crap out of them, drove them insane. They were prostitutes. They were in mental asylums. They committed suicide. The list goes on and on. But he was the one that he took to the Abbey of Thelema in Sicily, where he made her have sex with a goat. He was, like, drugging chicks. This is way before Bill Cosby. He was, what else did he do there? Supposedly an infant went missing, and that's what made Mussolini kick his ass out. So here we go with Boris Johnson's fiance paying homage to him in a play. Now what's even more curious, if you look into her, she created like a Final Straw company and persuaded Boris to ban single-use straws, which I commend. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. I get that. I like that. But more curious, like her passion for the ocean and ocean life goes much further. She's a senior advisor to Oceana. Now, this ties us into the Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell saga, yes. Because Oceana is a nonprofit ocean conservative group that Ghislaine did some fundraising for while she was setting up a similar company. A similar nonprofit called Terramar, which Terramar feeds you into a lot of conspiracies about how they were trafficking and hosting high-profile folks, getting them over to the Orgy Island there. So, lots of smoke there. Is there some fire? I would guess so. Staying over there on that side of the pond, Prince Philip. When he wasn't talking about coming back as a virus to kill everyone, guess what else he was doing? He was researching UFOs. He apparently was a regular subscriber to the Flying Saucer Review. His assistant was collecting stories about UFOs. His name is Sir Peter, the assistant. I guess he got knighted for helping him out. I don't know. Very strange things they do over there in the UK. I don't understand it. Then we're going to knight them. You're now a knight. I'm going to read to you from, what's this from? Metro.co.uk. In his autobiography, Sounds from Another Room, Sir Peter, who served as the Duke's equerry from 1949 to 1956. Man, this guy was old, huh? Prince Philip. Says he was asked to bring witnesses to Buckingham Palace for private discussions. Talking about witnesses to aliens and UFOs, okay? This isn't the hot spot. Back in the 49 to 56, it was lit back then. Phillips spent the summer of 2019 reading The Halt Perspective, which tells the story of the Rendlesham Forest incident dubbed Britain's Roswell. The Duke had... I'm gonna skip past some stuff. It says the Duke had a number of other books on extraterrestrials in his collection, including Haunted Skies, the Encyclopedia of British UFOs. The title's author, a retired West Midlands detective, says the Duke had 12 of his books. He told the I've got about 12 letters from the Duke's private secretary that say the Prince found the subject interesting. I'm quite proud of Prince Philip. Why shouldn't he have been interested in UFOs? Because for goodness sake, that is something that we should treat seriously rather than flippantly. It is a phenomenon that has baffled mankind for millennia. Even Prince Charles is interested in it, and Prince William. See, again, there's that message of, you know, you want to be cool like the celebrities? Like the royal family? You better be interested in UFOs, which, you know, that's kind of a dumb statement to make, right? But, I mean, who's not interested in UFOs? But what I'm saying is that they're going to get the celebrities to endorse this stuff, to accept it, and to only think that aliens can only be good. There could be nothing bad that comes from contacting these entities from another dimension and bringing them into our world. What could go wrong? According to The Sun, the Duke's interest in UFOs was first sparked by his uncle, Lord Mountbatten, who wrote an official report about a silver spaceship reportedly landing on his Broadlands estate in Romsey, Hampshire in 1955. So the UFOs are coming to visit the royals. Because they are lizard people. That's what David Icke said. He said they're lizard people. Come from Draco, the Draco constellation. Dracula, the dragon. And here come the UFOs to come say hi. The report, which was kept secret until after Lord Mountbatten's death in 1979, told how bricklayer Fred Briggs, bricklayer... Why does that ring a bell? The Freemasons, they're laying those bricks. Eyes wide shut. Ziegler. Ziegler was the means bricklayer. See? Told how bricklayer Fred Briggs spotted the craft hovering above the ground. A figure dressed in overalls and a helmet was then said to have emerged from the bottom of the vehicle before Briggs was knocked off his bike and pinned to the ground by an unseen force. I don't know about you, but that doesn't sound too friendly to me. In 2016, Nick Pope, who ran the Ministry of Defense's UFO project, told the Daily Star that Philip at one time was absolutely fascinated with extraterrestrial activity. He said, "This royal interest in UFOs was extremely difficult for us at the Ministry of Defense because our policy was to downplay the true extent of our interest and involvement in UFOs. We routinely told Parliament, the media, and the public that the subject was of very limited interest and no defense significance. The irony was that we were all crown servants and that our ultimate bosses were fascinated by a subject we were actively trying to debunk." So again, like, I'm always trying to be the voice of reason, of rationality, in the truther community. Because they tend to not believe anything or anyone, ever. And this is why. How can you believe these people that change their story and lie? And I mean, it's hard, right? How can you believe it? It's like everything you hear, you almost have to run through your own filter of what do you want to believe? Which goes back to what I said with the alien thing. Like, choose your own reality. What do you want to believe? Guess what? You can find people to join you in that belief. Then it becomes a social consensus, just like Yuval Harari says, created our world. So that's how we beat the Neanderthals. Imagine collective myths. Now here's where it gets crazy. In the book, Sir Peter, who went on to become an RAF commander, claims that in November 1954, he had an encounter with an alien called Mr. Janus, who was able to read his mind. Oh my God. The author said, He didn't say he was a visitor from another planet, but I had that impression. I believe he was here to observe us. I never saw him again. I have no qualms about the reaction to my experience with Mr. Janus. I just realized it looks, it's J-A-N-U-S. It's like anus with a J. Mr. Anus. And he might have got probed. I don't know. Loose connections here. Loose connections. I don't care what people think. It was what happened. Sir Peter says Mr. Janus wanted to meet Prince Philip, who he described as a man of great vision. Now, let's do the math here. Prince Philip was the guy who said when he dies, he wants to come back as a virus and wipe out humanity. And Mr. Janus, the alien, says, well, that's a guy with a great vision. In conclusion, Prince Philip's alien, Mr. Janus, anally probed Sir Peter and gave us COVID. Now we're all going to die. Oh, no. The aliens are going to kill us through the virus. Bizarre, bizarre time to be alive, folks. Last, but definitely not least, Grimes. You remember Grimes? She's the artist that old Elon Musk is, his baby mama now with the X-12 archangel demon child. And Elon Musk already got another demon child named Damien. These nerds are going to kill us. I said it and I mean it. And I'll say that. I want that on my tombstone. Make that happen. By the way, fun fact, did you know you can order a coffin on Amazon and get it Prime delivered and save yourself thousands of dollars? I just found that out the other day on the TikTok. Who says it's all stupid stuff on TikTok, right? Where were we? Okay, Grimes, yes. Okay, so she's booed up with the King Nerd. And on Instagram, she posted a picture that you got to see to believe. She got a big old tatter on her back. It says, full back in white ink by @tweaked with some help from the alien computer brain of @NuciQuero. Don't have a good pic because it hurts too much and I need to sleep. Ha ha. And it'll be red for a few weeks. But gonna be beautiful alien scars. Hope everyone's having a good day. And that's true. I got a tattoo across my back and it's a tramp stamp. Okay. It's a big butterfly right above my ass. And man, is it hard to sleep? It's hard to sleep. Anyway, yeah, it's a big crazy. It looks kind of like bio alien-esque, kind of like H.R. Giger's stuff. It's kind of what it looks like if you haven't seen it. But listen to this now. I'm going to read to you a little bit more. Is this going to add anything to the story? Probably not. CNN wrote, Canadian musician Grimes has unveiled the beautiful alien scars she had tattooed across her entire back. She shared the image. And then they basically say what I just told you. The singer already has a number of tattoos on her arms and hands. Last year, Grimes and her husband, Tesla and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk, world's richest man. That was me. Is he still the world's richest man, or is that Bezos? I think Bezos is. Announced the birth of their first child, whom they named XAA12 Musk. The musician explained X stands for the unknown variable. And you know who else did that? Charles Manson. He wanted X'd out of society, so he carved a big old X in his dumb head, which he then turned into a swastika, which was a symbol that for many cultures meant, positive things, divinity, spirituality, all these things. It was like a symbol of prosperity and good luck until them old Nazis come around and inverted it. And, the rest is history. But yeah, that's very curious that they would say such a thing and call out the X. The X marks the spot. When you put the X and the O, you're called upon Nodens from the Abyss. What's Nodens? Well, it's the alien from the Abyss that Kenneth Grant and the Typhonian Ordo Templi Orientis tries to charge up the sigils through entertainment. At least that's the conspiracy theory. So there you go. I wanted to catch you up. TMZ, Illuminate, confirm all these folks. Bobby Brown, Illuminate, confirm. Kid Cudi, Illuminate, confirm. Chloe, Illuminate, confirm. I don't even know. Does it mean anything anymore? I don't even know. We're just getting crazy over here now. But yeah, that's the latest. There was a lot. I didn't want everything to get away from me or get too stale in the news cycle. The next show is going to be a bonus supporter show only. We're going Eyes Wide Shut, deep dive into the making of Eyes Wide Shut book. It's going to be a two-parter. I got the first half done. Second half will come a few days later. But you can get on that team. Get on that winning team. And I don't care which one you do or if you do any of them. If you ain't got the funds, I ain't tripping. Don't worry about it. This is my way of saying thanks to the people that do take that extra mile, that extra step. People joining me on the Rockfin, people joining me on the Patreon, people joining me on the VIP section, whichever one you want. The cheapest way to get all this content right now is if you want to get that hot girl summer. Go to IlluminatiWatcher.com, hit the VIP section, punch in hot girl summer promo code, and you'll unlock over 300 episodes of the podcast ad-free. Bonus shows. I mean, you got dozens and dozens and dozens of bonus shows you can catch up on. But that expires May 1st. And then it's gone forever. So check it out. Link in the show notes as always. And until next time, my friend, stay woke.